You've heard of the revolving door. Politicians or government insiders leave public service and become lobbyists. In Washington, D.C., there's a waiting period before members of Congress and their staffers can lobby, and 32 states require some sort of cooling-off period, but not Washington State. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
In Washington, there are 960 registered lobbyists and lobbying firms. Dig into the names, and among them you'll find several former government insiders, lawmakers, chiefs of staff, agency directors, and other key staffers. Most I reached out to declined to speak for this story, but not Bill Stauffacher.
Started my firm 20 years ago this month.
Stauffacher left his job with Washington House Democrats in 1994 after Republicans swept to control.
It was a bad time to be labeled as a Democrat trying to represent business in a Republican-dominated legislature.
But Stauffacher persevered. Today, he's got a roster of mostly business clients, and he owns a home across the street from the Capitol, the ultimate status symbol of a successful lobbyist. Being self-employed has also bought him something else that he says you can't put a price on.
Coaching baseball and being around my kids, being able to see my children grow up, and having control of my calendar to be a good parent and enjoy my family life.
Stauffacher says he doesn't see a problem with government insiders becoming outside influencers as long as it's disclosed. In Washington, lobbyists have to register with the state's Public Disclosure Commission and report their clients, earnings, campaign contributions, and how much they spend entertaining. Jay Manning is another former insider.
And that is a picture of Governor Gregoire.
He's showing me pictures on the wall in his office.
And that's Michelle Obama. We got to meet her. And
Manning was chief of staff to Democratic Governor Chris Gregoire. Before that, he was director of the Washington Department of Ecology. Now he's back at his old law firm, working mostly on climate and energy issues. This work sometimes brings him into direct contact with his former agency and the legislature. Manning believes experience in and out of government is a good thing, and he bristles at the term revolving door.
That makes it sound like there's something inappropriate about a state employee leaving their job.
Manning says, if anything, his former government colleagues now hold him at arm's length.
They are worried about this exact issue. So when I show up, if anything, my experience has been the vigilance around this issue actually hurts my ability to be effective.
Unlike Oregon and many other states, Washington does not require a waiting or cooling off period to slow the revolving door. You can leave state service on a Friday and start lobbying on a Monday. The New York Times recently reported on former Washington Attorney General Rob McKenna. Internal documents show that less than a year after he left office, McKenna was lobbying the new AG. This all troubles Democratic State Representative Reuven Carlisle. He recently announced his intention to introduce legislation in January to require a cooling-off period. Natalie O'Donnell Wood is a state ethics expert with the National Conference of State Legislatures in Denver. She says proponents of cooling-off periods
believe that there needs to be a period of time to break the connection between working or voting on policy issues and then lobbying on the issues.
But opponents say
the people that are asked to go lobby are asked to do so because they're credible, they know the process, they know the topic, and they're good communicators.
One state lawmaker who recently made the transition to outside advocate is Bill Hinkle. He was a longtime Republican member of the Washington House. In 2012, he got hired as the executive director of the Rental Housing Association of Puget Sound. It's a job that requires some lobbying. But Hinkle still had several months left in his term. He recalls it was an awkward transition.
It was like stepping out into an area that I knew I wanted to be very clear about what the rules were.
Ultimately, Hinkle resigned his seat as a lawmaker, but he doesn't see the need for a required cooling-off period.
I think the relationships I had down there were really strong, and if I had to sit out a year, it wouldn't have mattered. Those relationships would not have dissipated.
Staffer turned lobbyist Bill Stauffacher is also wary of cooling off periods. He believes it's just an invitation to move the revolving door underground.
Then you create a whole segment of ex-government employees who advise but don't actually lobby. Now you have a gray area.
Washington does currently have an employment after public service law that restricts some activities. But ethics complaints against people who've left state service are rare, just 27 over the last two decades, and only 7 of those resulted in an actual finding of a violation. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.